Hi, it's Dave. So I think the most important thing people forget to do in investing is to have a clear vision and reason to invest. In other words, lots of people might invest just because they think they ought to or because others are doing it, or they think they need to in order to retire, but they aren't terribly excited about it. In other words, they aren't blown away by the power and potential of investing to change their lives. So sometimes I think it's important to ask why. Why do I need to invest? And oftentimes, I think that's where we're going to find the building blocks of motivation. And that motivation will be the thing that supercharges our investing. All right, so first, let's ask this question, why invest? Now, this is a personal kind of question that answers are going to be subjective. So all of this is just stream of consciousness thoughts. You can make up your own mind and have your own angle. I'm just kind of sharing my thoughts to create some discussion, also to share things from different angles. So yeah, maybe some people can be helped out. All right, I think there are two different situations here. Number one is, if you don't have enough assets to cover your living expenses indefinitely, then there are a set of reasons to invest. And then there's a different kind of, I think, a set of reasons if you do already have enough assets to cover all of your living expenses indefinitely. Now, I think some people have already reached kind of this place, but for the most part, probably the majority and the vast majority of people are still in this kind of first section. They don't have enough assets to cover all of their living expenses indefinitely, right? I think each situation is going to have different reasons. So I'll address the number one situation first, and then I'll go into the number two situation at the end. All right, so here's the problem that I'm seeing, or the problem that I think investing solves, or at least one of them. The first is that everyone has this ongoing obligation or obligations to meet our essential needs of life. For example, we need lodging, we need food, we need transport and incidentals, right? And these type of obligations and needs are ongoing and you just can't escape it. For example, even if you get sick, even if you get injured, you're still gonna need the basic things to live. For example, you're still gonna need a place to live and food and et cetera. And so these obligations or needs are things that every single human, right, is dealing with, and it's almost this weight and this burden in life at times. Now, in addition, our mental and our physical capacities aren't guaranteed in the future. So you might be young in your 20s or 30s or whatever, and you might be in great health, but that's not guaranteed for you to have that type of mental or physical capacities into your 70s, 80s, or 90s. Further, the obligations and needs that you have to live actually can grow, and they can grow actually substantially in the future, especially, you know, let's say at an older age. All right, expounding on kind of this problem, these obligations are guaranteed to be there until you die, right? And this is just the reality of life. But the mental and the physical kind of capacity to work and to get income is actually not guaranteed. So this is kind of like this big dilemma here. Also, further, there are possible additional obligations and needs that someone might have, for example, for your family or for loved ones that you want to help and take care of. All right, so investing in a way is kind of a problem or a solution that can address a lot of these issues. And I think investing provides a way to counter the burden and the weight of these continued obligations and needs in your own personal life, in the lives of your family members and your loved ones. And the idea and the vision of investing is that you can grow your assets and the resources. And I like to use the words assets and resources more than money, because I think money has been kind of twisted and already has this connotation that's defined in a way that I don't think is necessarily helpful for us in this conversation here, at least. So when I say assets and resources, these are kind of like, yeah, the things that have value that are tradable in your life, right? And the point of investing is you grow these assets and resources where you can cover, right, all of your obligations and your needs, not just, for example, you know, for this year, but ongoing, let's say until you die. So, and one of the key concepts of how this works is this idea that these assets and resources can actually grow themselves. It's kind of magical in a sense. Assets and resources, in a way, they can be like almost a living thing where they can work for you to create economic value or, you know, monetary value, even when you're not working. In other words, they can actually compound and multiply over time, even without your involvement. And if you think about it, this concept is actually mind-boggling, that you can actually have assets that can work on your behalf, right? Even when you're not working. And these assets can provide, right, ongoing value to take care of your living expenses and your obligations. All right, another kind of aspect, I think, of investing is it helps gain freedom. in life. And so, for example, let's say there's a government or a company that is requiring you to do something that you don't want to do, and you're going to lose your job if you don't comply. And this can be a very tough decision if you can't afford to lose your job. And so here's the thing, the ability to be able to quit your job, this can add a huge amount of leverage in your life to be able to do the things that you want to do and not just the things that you're obligated to do. Another example is, let's say you're sending your kids to school, and let's say all the schools all around, they require you to do something that you don't agree with. And this can be a really tough situation to pull your kids from school if both parents need to work full-time just to meet, right, the ongoing obligation and needs. And so, yeah, you think that you might have a lot of freedom, but when you're placed in certain tough situations, maybe, yeah, you don't have leverage in that situation to do what you want to do if you cannot quit your job. So yeah, if you can't quit your job, I think in some situations, your choices and the options that you have are more limited. All right, let's take another look at this whole thing from a different angle. So we all have heard, the phrase escaping the rat race. So I'd like to rephrase it and reframe it in a bit. And the question is, if you stop working completely, let's say today, do your assets from here on out, do they shrink or do they grow over time? And the problem is we all have living expenses, right? We have perhaps rent to pay and food and lots of other things that, health insurance, all this stuff. And so these living expenses are the problem. They're like the vacuum and they suck up our assets. And unless our assets are growing faster than the vacuum cleaner is sucking up these assets, then our assets are going to be basically shrinking assets. So this is the situation for most people, is if they stop working today and they stop working, let's say indefinitely from today out, their assets will surely shrink because, right, the power of the vacuum, their living expenses, right, is just going to suck up the assets faster than their assets will be growing by themselves. Now, there's a different type of financial situation, and that is one of growing assets. And what that means is if you stop working completely today and, let's say, indefinitely in the future, your assets will continue to grow even with the living expenses, right, that you pay. So in other words, the vacuum is sucking up, right, the living expenses or money from your assets to live off of, but your assets are growing much faster, right, than the pace of the vacuum cleaner sucking up those expenses. So yeah, that's the question. If you stop working today for the next 10 years, what would happen to your assets? Would they grow or would they shrink? If they would actually grow in spite of your living expenses, that means, yeah, you're in a situation where you're in a growing asset financial situation. I call this reaching escape velocity. And what that means is your assets are growing on their own even after all of your living expenses. Now, I think this concept is not taught much in school, but it's a hugely important concept, especially with finances and investing. The question is, do you have a growing asset pool or a shrinking asset pool if you're not working at all? All right, so let's review a few of these reasons of why to invest. The first reason, right, is kind of to gain a growing asset pool even when you're not working, right? And that leads to perhaps a lot of different ways of being empowered, freedom, extra leverage in life, basically being able to decide what you want to do with your time. Now, there are some cons actually to investing and to reaching this place where, yeah, your assets are in this continuous state of growth. So one of the first cons is that I think it could be so different, meaning your financial situation can be so removed from the common struggle of most people, right? This is the reality of life and the world, is people struggle with making ends meet. And if you're in a place where your financial situation, where you don't have to worry about that anymore, yeah, it kind of places you in this unique, different place. And oftentimes that's not necessarily the best thing for empathy or character, to be in such a removed place. Also, I think it can degenerate into a place where, people just lavishly spend, mostly just on themselves. And historically, this has created a lot of societal tension and problems where, for example, you have the rich just living it up, and then you have an increased just apathy toward the poor, and a lot of tensions and wars and different formings of, hideous ideologies have been a result of a lot of this tension and societal conflict. And so here's my kind of angle on how to avoid this. I think we need an added sense of responsibility into our paradigm of why we invest, meaning we should pair this idea of growing our assets together with a growing sense of responsibility to use those assets for good and to make a difference, right? And to try to steer the course of society toward the right direction, meaning investing should just not be about myself, right? And just securing my own retirement. But investing should actually, I think, include an aspect where it's beyond myself, right? The more assets you have that are compounding, that are growing and multiplying, I think we need to pair that with a deeper connection with those who are suffering. And in that way, I think we can mitigate a lot of the negatives or the cons of investing while maximizing the pros. All right, I hope this video has been helpful. Go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.